The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You're tuned in to Monday's edition of the podcast where we've got racing from Carlisle, Lingfield and Wolverhampton. And you'll hear it all live on William Hill's Racing Radio from 1:50pm, of course, with Ross Briley, Sean Quinn and Craig Forsyth in the studio. For the meantime, my name is Sam Norris and Craig Forsyth joins me now to take a look at some of the action on Monday. How are you today, Craig?
I'm good, thanks, Sam. Yeah, start of another week and a good card at Carlisle to look forward to.
Yeah, it's not a bad card at Carlisle. We've picked out three of their races to go through later, but we'll start with Saturday's action. Champagne Fever, first of all, a winner at Gowran, cuts into 6-1 for the Queen Mother now, which is looking a pretty open race.
It is, and you know, I think he's of major interest for the Queen Mother Champion Chase. You know, horses that have performed well in the previous years, Arkle, have gone on to run very well in the Queen Mother Champion Chase. Obviously, looking at the horse's pedigree early season, they've seen him more of a staying type, but he's failed to last home over extended trips. He's now dropping back to what will look like 2 mile for Cheltenham. And I think he's the one they all have to beat because the three horses that appear ahead of him in the market at the moment all have question marks hanging over them. The likes of Sprinter Sacra, who burst a blood vessel on his long-awaited return. Sir de Grugy fell. And Dodging Bullets is a solid one. You know, he's the best two-miler that we have in the country at the moment. And really, he's the one, you know, that they should all have to beat. He's the one that sets the benchmark on this season's form. But Champagne Fever hasn't had a lot of chances at the minimum distance. And he's very much of interest in that two-mile champion chase.
Yeah, fair enough. Other eye-catching performances yesterday. Bold Success was a winner at Ascot and has subsequently been clipped into 7-1 for the Ryanair chase. Do you like him at 7-1?
No, to be honest. You know, he's a horse that missed Cheltenham last year. They bypassed the Arkle and waited for entry. And I don't know if he'd be a certain runner in the Ryanair at this stage. So I would hold all bets on that one, Sam, to see what kind of messages come from the Alan King yard. But you know, he could be one that is kept for entry once again because he appears to be best on a flat track.
Yeah, fair enough then. But yeah, 7-1 at the time of recording for the Ryanair chase. The last performance we'll touch on then from Saturday is Blue Heron beating Irving in the Kingwell. And what a boost that is for Heen's form because he just wiped the floor with Blue Heron over Christmas.
He did, yeah, but you know, what a ride it was by Harry Skelton as well. You know, he kept to his to his ground, really, and didn't let Nick Schofield and Irvin come up that standside rail. And it was a fantastic piece of jockeyship there from Harry Skelton. And from there on in, you know, Irvin seemed to down tools and Blue Heron ran on strongly. Obviously, I think they're very much entitled to have a go at the champion hurdle. I don't think he's up to that class, as we've seen how easily Faheen brushed them aside at Christmas. But he's, you know, he deserves to take his chance in the race. But I think, again, you know, some place money would be the best they could hope for because there's at least three or four horses with much stronger form in the book.
Yeah, and has that defeat effectively ended Irving's chances at the champion hurdle, do you think?
Yeah, I would think so. You know, he won a below par fighting fifth this year, beating John Quinn's lovely horse Aura's Destreval. You know, it wasn't a great renewal, and you know, I think Irving had just come up a little bit short, and he's going to be a hard horse to place over hurdles, I would think. You know, he's sure to go over fences next season, so he'll take his chance in the champion hurdle, have a run round entry, and I'm sure they'll be looking forward to next year with him and popping him over a fence.
Okay, right, fair enough then. That's about it for Saturday's action. Then we'll move on to some of Monday's racing. As I say, we've picked out three races from the Carlisle card to preview. The first of those comes up at 3:25. This one is a handicap chase over 2.5 miles, a class 4 contest with 11 of them down to go to post. Looks a decent race, this one, Craig.
It is, yeah. You know, we've got the likes of Belly's Well in here, who won over the course and distance back in November off a mark of 110. you know, he hasn't really gone on since then. But, you know, he's back to his last winning mark. Jonathan England takes a further three off. And, you know, here he is back at Carlisle. So this is a track he seems to excel at, and he isn't badly weighed. So he's one that you would have to have on the shortlist. Before we get to the selection, I'm going to touch on another horse that, you know, you need to keep an eye on here. He's actually £3 out the weights down the bottom. What a dream. He's having his first start for Alison Hamilton. And what I noticed, Willie Hall, who was another ex-Willie Amos inmate, looked absolutely fantastic on his first start for a new yard at Ayr last week. He's an 11-year-old, and I've never seen the horse looking better than he did at Ayr. So, you know, keep an eye on these horses that have moved from the Willie Amos yard. And here's another one appearing here. What a dream. Like I said, he's £3 out the handicap, but the young jockey takes off £7. And he's got good form around Carlisle. He's placed twice on his last two starts here. So I think he'll be a big price, What a Dream. So he's worth at least, you know, a couple of quid here to save your stake. But the selection would have to be Vinnie Gambini, who very much caught the eye on his chasing debut at Newcastle. I thought he had a very, very solid chance, to be honest, on his next start at Wetherby, but he was given far too much to do on that occasion by Wilson Rennick. He had a lot of ground to make up off the home turn. He did eventually close to win within 8 3/4 lengths of the winner, Arctic Bend, but, you know, he faced an impossible task from where he was turning in for home on that occasion. He's been dropped a pound. Craig Nicol takes over in the saddle. Effectively, he races off 109 here. He needs to race a little handy than he did last time, but he would be the selection here in the 325.
Okay, fair enough then. Craig's selection then in the 325 at Carlisle. And yeah, worth mentioning that What a Dream. He's forecast to, we haven't got betting on this at the moment, but forecast to open at 16s tomorrow. So
yeah, just one to keep an eye on, you know, after what I've seen last week. You know, I think Willie Amos, who didn't have a lot of horses in the end before he decided to call it a day. And you just wonder, you know, what kind of shape the horses was in then when he was scaling his operation down. Some of them may not have been 100% fit. And they're just benefiting from a change of scenery. A lot are, you know, older horses that are very much exposed. But some of them could be have a couple of pounds in hand and somewhat of a little revival on the cards with a new yard.
Okay, yeah, all good stuff then. Next up at 4 o'clock is the next race on the card at Carlisle. This one is a handicap hurdle, class 3 event. This one over the extended 2 miles and 3 furlongs. 10 of them are down to go to post. Who do you like in this one?
I've got to be with an informed yard here in combination of John Joe O'Neill and D.P. McCoy. Upswing, who's a previous course winner. You know, he isn't the biggest of horses, Upswing, so I wasn't surprised to see that he didn't take the fences and quickly returned the horse to hurdles. And, you know, he's still on a competitive mark of 131. He was out of his depth somewhat at Haydock in November in the fixed brush final handicap hurdle at Haydock. And, you know, I think this is his first realistic task of the season off 131. He would definitely be high on the shortlist here. The dangers, I think, are likely to come from Gold Futures, who, for me, has been absolutely crying out for a step-up in trip. He doesn't have a lot of room for manoeuvre from the handicapper off a mark of 129, but he's been running round Musselburgh over a sharp 2 miles, and he's been getting badly outpaced. You know, I think stepping up to this trip could be the making of the horse. And the other danger, further down, is Baruma, who was a very good winner over hurdles at Doncaster earlier in the season, beating Cloud Creeper. You know, the form of that race has worked out reasonably well. Again, he's another one that's on the small side, and he just had so much bad luck over fences, falling at the final fence on a couple of occasions. And, you know, he needs to put a poor run at Sedgefield behind him last time, but he wouldn't be badly handicapped on a mark of 115. But I just think Upswing is the class act here. I think you're probably outclass, you know, these sort of horses in this grade returning to Carlisle.
Okay, then Upswing for Craig then for the combination of John Joe O'Neill and AP McCoy. The final race of our podcast then comes up at 4:30 from Carlisle. This 4:30 is a handicap chase, just over 3 miles the trip in this class 3 event, and 9 of them will contest this. Who's standing out here?
I'm going to take a chance here for a horse that's been not the best of form recently. He's only had 3 starts this year. His first start was a banger when he finished behind Howard's Legacy. He then unseated his rider at Aintree in the Beecher Chase, and then pulled up in the Roland Merrick on Boxing Day at Wetherby. The horse's knock a hand for Richard Lee. And my angle in here, his last 2 victories have come on right-handed courses. So the fact that he's, you know, returned to a track like Carlisle, he isn't badly handicapped off his current mark of 136. Handles soft ground particularly well. You know, I think he's the one to take a chance with here. The biggest danger for me has to be Indian Castle. You know, he takes a huge drop in class. A horse that was my number one national hunt horse to follow this season. Yeah. After he showed so much promise for Donald McCain last year, moved to Ian Williams over the summer. Started off with a 11th place in the Paddy Power Gold Cup. He wasn't fit that day. Yeah. You know, he was sure to improve. Very disappointing to see him pulled up at Newcastle last time in the rehearsal chase. You know, the handicap has dropped him 2 pounds. He's a class horse. It's only a matter of time before he bounces back to his best. He would be the biggest danger to knock a hand.
Okay, fair enough then. There are the thoughts of Craig Forsyth on the action at Carlisle. If you could just remind us, please, then, Craig, of your three best bets on the card on Monday.
Yeah, we're going to go back to the 3.25 where Vinnie Gambini would be the main selection, but keep a close eye on What a Dream at a Big Price. In the 4 o'clock at Carlisle, we're with Upswing for John Joe O'Neill and AP McCoy. And finally, in the 4.30 at Carlisle, we're with Richard Lee's Knock a Hand.
Okay, fantastic stuff then. You can hear all of Monday's racing from Carlisle as well as Wolverhampton and Lingfield on William Hill's Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. Craig will be back with us then alongside Ross Briley and Sean Quinn for all of the action. Thank you for joining me on the podcast today, Craig, and good luck with your selections on Monday.
Yeah, thank you, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.